and our float depicts a little girl who is maneuvering and driving this submarine that's being pulled by three seahorses.
Seahorses will move. I just got to see one of the seahorses that is just about finished.
And she has a tour guide with her, and that tour guide is this nice big octopus.
According to the Burbank Tournament of Roses Association's website, Burbank has had a float in the Rose Parade every year since 1914. With their 2013 Rose Parade float, the Burbank Tournament of Roses Association is venturing into new territory.
All right, so the theme of the parade is, oh, the places you'll go. And what we want to go is under the sea.
The name of their 2013 Rose float is Deep Sea Adventures.
We've wanted to do an underwater float for a very long time, and the themes never really brought us to that when our design contest is run.
What about this specific design jumped out at you like, yes, this is the one?
I found that it matched the theme of the parade poster for the City of Pasadena Tournament of Roses, and it could be very bright and colorful, and a lot of different textures and colors can be put on this float.
So our design contest is a two-part design contest. We have our board of directors of the association who reviewed all 71 drawings, and they took all those drawings and we reviewed them and voted until we got down to about a half a dozen finalists. Then we presented those finalists to our paid membership, and they came through in a special meeting and they ranked them until they picked this one as their number one choice. And this is the one that they, as the members, picked as the float they want to represent Burbank.
Now, to clear up a common misconception, the Burbank Tournament of Roses Association is not the City of Burbank. The website for the Burbank Tournament of Roses Association describes them as an all-volunteer, nonprofit organization which creates the City of Burbank's float annually for entry in the Rose Parade. How did you first get involved with Burbank Tournament of Roses?
Well, I moved up here from Orange County, and I was temping at the Walt Disney Company, where I now work, and I saw a little ad in their newsreel, that's their newspaper. And let me tell you, it said, Burbank Tournament of Roses, if you want to work on a float, come on down. So I called them and I said, I don't work for Disney. And they said, that's okay, come on down.
I saw an article in the paper 11 years ago that talked about Burbank building this float. And I said, gee, that sounds like fun. I came down here. I helped screen a lobster, and it's all gone from there. I've worked my way up to larger and larger animals every year.
I was here one night, and I was hooked. That's all it took. And this will be my 21st float that I'll be helping to decorate.
As a young girl, I was brought down by a friend of mine and instantly hooked, and I've been here pretty much ever since, and my boys come down and help as well.
The City of Burbank entered its first float in the Rose Parade in 1914. And according to the Burbank Tournament of Roses Association's historical archives, that first float, called Goddess of Plenty, won a second place silver cup and cost $100 to build. The year 2013 is going to be Burbank's 100th anniversary of entering floats in the Rose Parade. They would see a couple of changes in float builders. In 1941, the newly formed Junior Chamber of Commerce took over the task of building the Rose Parade float for the City of Burbank. But they would only keep that job for 5 years. 1946 saw the formation of the Burbank Tournament of Roses Association, which they've now been constructing Burbank's Tournament of Roses parade floats for 66 years. And with Deep Sea Adventures for 2013, they continue to have a good time creating the magic.
We have two seahorses that are going to be going up and down. Our submarine will be fully animated. It will have a blinking eyeball periscope at the top.
We do bring in different materials and test them, and I lay them out without people knowing what they are and say, okay, which one looks more like sand? What if we mix these two together, or different consistency?
So much of the float is, well, floating this year. You know, there's this big truss that's supporting the seahorses that sticks out, and we had to go back a couple of times and reinforce that so that it wouldn't bounce so much, for example.
John Reeves is Burbank Tournament of Roses Association's head of construction.
I oversee all of the welders, all of the carvers, the people working on signs and screening and all that sort of thing. I failed shop class and art class in high school, and here I am. You know, I've learned how to do all of these things.
Ginny Barnett is Burbank Tournament of Roses Association's president.
So it's board meetings and making decisions, and it's a real interesting space to play from. I'm still working into the role.
You can learn these incredible skills.
I started 37 years ago down here, so a lot of it is just in my mind of what can be done.
Linda Kozakos is both board director and 2013 decoration chair for the parade float. We talked about some of the materials she'll be using during an August visit at the Burbank Float Barn.
I like to bring things from the city of Burbank. It brings a different look to the float that people have not seen before. I go above and beyond of looking for different and unique things. I've gone as far up as Morro Bay, California, and collected some items up there that will be on this year's float.
Can you tell me what, or is that a surprise?
Well, I'm actually looking at some seaweed and some kelp. So it's in my backyard currently drying. Some of the seaweed has come out white, some has come out burgundy, but I think it'll be very unique and different.
It'll have fins that will flap up and down. It'll have some spinning items on there. Our octopus will be, a couple of its tentacles will be moving.
Stephen Edward is Burbank Tournament of Roses Association's Vice President of Float. What's going to be the most challenging of all these special effects for you?
We are working, we hope, because you never know with sometimes when we're pushing the envelope on effects, but we are looking at maybe some water effects on here. That will be a nice surprise.
The team has really come together this year. I think it's been a really happy experience for us on construction this year.
My favorite feature will be the little girl, because I get to decorate her. And normally when I decorate, in most floats, I do detailed decorating. And whatever I have, I normally name. So we haven't gotten a name for her yet, but before we get to Deco Week, she'll be named. And then we will give her a backstory about how she got to be on this submarine, being towed around by seahorses and having a tour guide of a very beautiful lavender octopus.
A look at the history page on Burbank Tournament of Roses Association's website shows more than 60 awards for their past Rose Parade entries. John recalled last year's experience.
They were announcing the awards, and they sort of worked their way up the list from the less significant awards to the most significant ones. And they were getting through them, and we had gotten past all of the awards that we had ever won in the past. And three of the self-builds had won awards, and they had announced the award that's restricted to only the self-builds, the Founders Trophy. And so, you know, I was sort of going, okay, well, I guess we didn't win anything this year. And then all of a sudden they announced the Mayor's Award, and I think we must have made a lot of noise there on the steps when we heard that.
What brings people back year after year after year to do something like this?
That's a good question. You know, every year is new. No matter how good or how bad the previous year was, you get to start with a fresh slate.
I think when this float goes down the parade route this year and that little periscope goes from side to side and it winks at the audience, they're just going to go crazy for that.
I always like to say that there's two kinds of floats out there, the professional builds that are built with a whole lot of money and then the self-builds that are built with a whole lot of love. And our float is definitely built with a whole lot of love.
And in case you're wondering, the little girl on Burbank's Deep Sea Adventures float for 2013 now has a name. Susie. And Ginny says that her dad calls her Susie Q because she's quirky, perky, smart, and always ready to get into a little mischief. This is Dot Cannon for Lancer Radio.